Look, my prince, the house at number 28. It has lots of stories to tell us.
Wait a minute. Isn't that the house where Fanny Durbach was born?
Yes, you're quite right. Fanny Durbach was born in Montbéliard in 1822 and was one of the many young people who went off to live in Russia for several years.
Really? But what is the connection between Russia and Montbéliard?
Well, in 1776, Sophie Dorothée de Wurtemberg-Montbéliard, the eldest daughter of Frederick Eugène, the last duke to reign over Montbéliard, married Grand Duke Paul, the son of Catherine the Great of Russia.
Okay, if I understand correctly, Sophie Dorothée became Grand Duchess of Russia through marriage, but I still don't see why some people from Montbéliard followed her there.
Be patient, Your Majesty. I'm getting there. At that time, throughout Europe, French was the language used by the nobility and the upper classes. Sophie Dorothée realized this, and she encouraged well-educated young people from Montbéliard to come to Russia to teach French and look after the children of important Russian families. These people were called private tutors.
Ah, yes, of course. I remember now. Fanny Durbach went there to work for the family of Tchaikovsky, the famous composer.
That's right. And after 12 years of loyal service, she returned here to the house where she was born. The famous composer Tchaikovsky remembered Fanny with fondness and came to visit her here in 1892. But Russia wasn't the only place that people from Montbéliard went. In the mid-18th century, many left for Canada and the United States, where they could practice their Protestant faith freely, among other things. But that's another story.